Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Day player on 720 WGN. So summer has finally arrived, and there's nothing that says summer to me than Summerfest, just a little north of Chicago in Milwaukee. The 11 stages, 11 days, 800 acts, June 29th through July 3rd and July 5th through the 10th. And joining us this morning to break it all down is Sarah Smith Pancheri. She's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Summerfest and Milwaukee World Festival. Hello there, Sarah.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I am fabulous. And you have returned to this organization after a little bit of time off. And tell me a little bit about your history with Summerfest. It goes back a ways.
It does. It does. It goes all the way back to high school, of all places.
Love that.
All times. Right. Truly have been fortunate to be with the organization over several parts of my life. Was an usher in our 23,000-seat amphitheater in high school, and didn't really understand, you know, coming from the suburbs to downtown Milwaukee and having that first job and understanding what 23,000 people singing along to a song felt like was quite extraordinary to a young person. And then, you know, of course, it was a great gig over a summer or two in high school, and then left, went to college, had really no intention of settling in my hometown, which is Milwaukee, and got an opportunity to come and work at Summerfest as full-time staff when I was about, you know, early 20s. And as you can imagine, that was a fantastic opportunity. Learned so much about the entertainment business, learned about marketing, learned about sales. But after about 7 years, had an opportunity to go to Marquette University, which is a large university in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a great place, loved it, but left. And it was a very difficult decision, as you can imagine. I had kind of worked my way up through the ranks on the sales and marketing side, but just said, you know, this was my opportunity to do something a little different, and have been gone for about 10 years. And then recently, when the gentleman that I had worked for departed, they called me and said, hey, would you like to come back? And I jumped at the chance.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm very, very lucky.
And congratulations.
Thank you. This is my first one back since I've been back.
Beautiful. Well, I was going to say, I've been you know, attending Summerfest since I was like 18, which has now been for about 30 years. And how exciting that this event has been such a tradition, really for the area, beyond Milwaukee, for almost 50 years.
It's true. This is our 49th Summerfest coming up in just under a week, and 50 will be next year. If you can imagine, I've heard a story as recently as last week that our roots are actually in Prohibition, of all things. We, the mayor of Milwaukee, when Prohibition ended, as you can imagine, where we are, and we're a big city where beer was brewed.
Yeah.
And so at the end of Prohibition, it was a great opportunity for us to celebrate. And so there were a few kind of summer festivals in the Germanic tradition, and then it, for some reason, stopped. And then in 1968, Mayor Henry Meyer brought Summerfest back to Milwaukee, and it was an event that was celebrated in the city throughout the neighborhoods. Finally settled a few years later down at the festival park that we know today.
Yeah, that was cool. It was all over the city, and he was kind of inspired by Oktoberfest. He was like taking a vacation in Munich and said, wow, this is cool, got to bring this back to the States.
And really the idea is that you don't, at the time, you know, you and I would say even today, you don't need a lake house, you don't need, you know, to go somewhere. You can really enjoy your own civic community by enjoying summer. And so, of course, we're lucky enough to be right next to Lake Michigan, and our entire 70-acre site is along Lake Michigan. So it's a beautiful site for a festival. The grounds used to be an airstrip, if you can believe it.
Wow.
And
I want to say a waste, but kind of a waste of space, right?
I mean, I think at the time it was, you know, who knows, it probably was a national priority to have an airstrip along a lake. But, you know, we're lucky to have the property now. And of course, development has really been part of our story over the past 15 years. Over the past 15 years, there's been over $65 million of investment into our park.
Wow.
And so it's just, the amenities are really extraordinary when you think about festival sites across the country. We're really proud of the fact that we've got these stages that are permanent and can host almost a million people every year.
Oh, the Marcus Amphitheater, I remember. I think it was like 86, 87. I was just in college and coming back here for a concert, and I thought, what a amazing venue. What an amazing place on the lakefront. I was just there Sunday for Polish Fest, so I got to have a little sneak preview. Oh, yeah, of course I did.
Good for you.
I'm a Polak. I'm half, at least, and I can say that because I'm half. And but it was fun. It was a blast. Like, I just love the there was some family band on stage at the Harley Davidson stage, and it was literally like the Polish Partridge Family. That's what it seemed to me on stage.
Yes, it was a polka.
It was fabulous.
Right,
and the food was fun. Oh, my gosh. It is such a great time because Summerfest is the biggest, of course, but then you've got so many great festivals throughout the year as well. And the first day of all this is, of course, Wednesday, June 29th. And I wanted to highlight some of the acts on each day that are going to be there. And the big one at the Marcus Amphitheater, Selena Gomez.
And DNCE. Opening for her, which of course they're both just on fire. Great pop acts. Selena just continues to do, it seems like every time you turn on the radio, she's on, and,
yeah.
and really we're so thrilled to have her. It'll be her first time coming to Summerfest, so we're very excited for all of our Selena Gomez fans out there. On the grounds, we're another newcomer to Summerfest, Martin Garrix, is going to be with us on the Miller Lite Oasis. And so that's a really exciting show. He's never been here. We're anticipating it's going to be a great performance. Also, kind of on the other end of the spectrum, Kris Kristofferson is opening for Willie Nelson.
I know, and he just turned 80, and actually he's been all over the press. Kris Kristofferson has like come out of nowhere again with all this, and you got Chris and Willie on stage, and then Joan Jett, who we spoke to last year when she was at Summerfest. How classic and cool rock and roll is that? You got Weird Al, and then you got Morris Day and the Time. I mean, the spectrum of what you can see, and then folks, when I tell you how much you're paying to walk in the door, Selena, anything in the Marcus Amphitheater is you know, regular concert ticket pricing, but you walk in the door there for what, $20?
$20.
$20
at the door.
At the door, and you get all these acts because now we mentioned Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, Joan Jett, Weird Al, Morris Day and the Time. There's actually like 60 other acts scheduled throughout the day. So, I mean, you show up early, stay late, you're going to see a lot of music for just a little bit of money.
And you can make a day of it. That's the beauty of it. There's enough to do. There's enough stages that you can make your way and really see the diversity of music that we have to offer, which is, that's really our story, is the diverse
Yeah,
music.
Very much,
you know,
so.
Even on the opening night, we also have Dustin Lynch, which is a great country act. So
yeah.
It really does run the gamut.
Thursday, this coming Thursday, Pitbull is the headliner, and you got Styx, you got Joe Jackson. Friday, Blake Shelton at the Marcus, and then you got Richard Marx, the Commodores, Taylor Dane, and of course, I'm just mentioning a few. I mean, we're talking 50 to 60 acts a day there. Saturdays, Chris Stapleton, Alabama Shakes, and one of my favorites, just a classic, and I saw him, it was the last year or year before, was Billy Idol. I love Billy Idol, and he still sounds fabulous.
People go, I have been personally shocked and awed and completely excited about the response to Billy Idol. It is really, it's people are so, I mean, when I say people, I mean just patrons, fans, online, on social, people are crazy for Billy Idol. I do want to mention the Chris Stapleton Alabama Shake show is special because those acts are not performing anywhere else together in the country.
Cool.
So it's the only place that they'll perform and share the stage in one night together. So we're hoping when our entertainment department put it together, they said, you know, I think this, they said this could really work. And we thought, you know, okay. And the agents got together, and it's really going to be a great night of music in the amphitheater. The other one that night that's going to be pretty fun is Nelly. Nelly and Rachel Platten is also that night, as well as Randy Houser. So it's another big night of music.
Yeah, it's a great Saturday night to get up there. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. Sunday, Tim McGraw, and then you got the Bodines, and actually we're going to have Kurt and Kenny on the show right after we're through. Love the Bodines. The Roots, Jimmy Fallon must have given him a little time off. Tonight Show must be on hiatus.
Yeah, on the weekends they come.
Yeah, yeah.
They're busy cool. during the week.
Yeah. Well, I think they're coming to Taste of Chicago, too, so there must be a week off or something. They might be just in the air. Bruce
Give
Horns-
them the holiday week, right?
I think so, yeah. Give them some time off, for God's sakes. Bruce Hornsby, now July 4th, you're closed because you're kind of getting ready for the next half of the week. July 5th, Blink 182 and Gin Blossoms. And this is the cool one that I think it's a little more underground. Like, people don't know about these guys as much as maybe you and I do. But Hollywood Vampires, Alice Cooper, Johnny Depp, and Joe Perry. What a crazy lineup that is.
It is amazing. I mean, those three together, plus they're backed by, you know, great musicians behind them. It is a tradition that I understand Alice Cooper and Johnny Depp and Joe Perry resurrected about celebrating, you know, true rock and roll. And so we are so excited to have them. And on the other end of the spectrum, demonstrating that diversity, Jason Derulo will be at Summerfest the same night. So he'll be doing his thing, and I understand that is a show not to be missed because he's so dynamic and acrobatic and just a great artist.
And I have to say, folks, if you haven't done it, I mean, literally at night, you're just walking from stage to stage and seeing these amazing bands perform. Like, you're almost in awe that you have access to all these folks, plus a cold beer, of course. And we'll talk about the food and the drinks because there's great food and drinks, too. We'll talk about that, too. Wednesday, July 6th, Def Leppard. Garbage, Sir Mix-a-Lot. Thursday, July 7th, Luke Bryan, Cheap Trick, Violent Femmes, 38 Special, Kool and the Gang. I just love this. And then Friday, crazy. You know, last year you had the Rolling Stones, and Friday, July 8th, you got someone very special.
We do. We'll be hosting Sir Paul McCartney in the Marcus Amphitheater.
And what has he done? Who's he?
Right. Well, and it's a pretty special story because we got, for lack of a better term, we were able to book Paul McCartney because we were able to book the Rolling Stones, and we were able to book the Rolling Stones because of Prince. So it's just this amazing legacy of how this story Wow. developed, and it was because the artist really loved playing the venue. The Marcus Amphitheater is built in a way that it feels very intimate.
Yeah.
And so for the artist, it's definitely a different experience than maybe some other amphitheaters that have that slope much more gradually. And so we could not be more excited. It's one of the smallest venues he'll play. And we're just on this tour. And of course, I'm sure he plays all over the world and in various places. But we're just so excited, and that show is sold out. But certainly, he'll add such majesty to our line.
Absolutely, absolutely. Even when you're in the Marcus and you're on the lawn, and I've done both over the years, it still sounds. I mean, it's still you see, you hear everything. It's absolutely a great experience. And then Saturday. Weezer and Panic at the Disco, Death Cab for Cutie, Bare Naked Ladies, Chris Isaak, and Sunday, July 10th, another amazing act at the Marcus Amphitheater.
Sting and Peter Gabriel are coming, they're on tour together. The show is just going to be spectacular. If you think about the body of work associated with both of those artists, it's tremendous. And so my understanding is that they both perform by themselves, and then they come on together. So it's going to be a very special show that we're excited to close our 49th year with. But on the grounds, again, you've got 311. We're having Kirk Franklin, who is one of the foremost gospel artists in the country, in the world. He was someone we've been trying to get for many years, as well as Ryan Adams, who will be making his debut at Summerfest on Sunday, July 10th. So, again, you know, just another great, great night to close it out.
Well, we're talking to Sarah Smith Pancheri, Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Summerfest and Milwaukee World Festival, which starts this coming Wednesday. We're going to talk about so much happening in the venue, food, and much more next on 720 WGN. It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Sarah Smith Pancheri. She's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Summerfest up in Milwaukee about all the fabulous acts and food and all the great things to do starting this Wednesday. So it is all about the music, Sarah, but there are so many great food options as well. I look forward to that just as much as I do the music. I do.
It's true. It's true. People, as much as we love our music, we also love our food and our drink, especially here in Wisconsin. So we are very excited to have a few new food vendors debut with us this year. Chubby's Cheesesteaks, which, as you can imagine, offers a load of
healthy,
wonderful
healthy choices. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, hey, you've got to live a little. It is Summerfest.
That's true.
Divino, which is a local pizzeria and Italian food place here in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee. Lakeside Supper Club and Uncle Jeff's Kettle Corn are the new vendors. But I need to share some of these new food items with you because they're really special.
Well, and here's what I love, the Supper Club, and I love that because it's got, like, you know, pulled pork frachos, are calling it, a mac and cheeseburger, lobster corn dog, so many different milkshakes, the Shamrock Grasshopper, which sounds very throwback to me. I love that. But yeah, you get a lot, and then I love the Sazzes. I mean, there's some Millies. You've got some classics there. And I absolutely love those as well. But yeah, you got a bunch of new food items as well.
Well, and if you love the Supper Club, which I know you love yourself,
I do.
Get ready for it. It's the deep fried old fashioned.
I saw that on there.
It is going to be spectacular. It is just this, you know, everyone's asking me, how are they going to do that? And I think it's not only is it going to taste good, but it's also going to be this feat of frying, as they say, because it's just going to be, you know, a dessert that is deep fried. And
yeah, orange pound cake filled with brandy flavored cream cheese and then deep fried and topped with bitters whipped cream. That's awesome. I'm going to be in line for
You're
that
welcome.
One. Yeah. Thank you for that.
That's what I can say.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of other, we've got a pesto pepperoni burger, deep fried pickle chips. It looks like, you know, and even on the healthy side, hot fruit tea. So it's not all just for the comfort food. There's some really great healthy options.
Yeah.
Falafel curry tacos this year from Vagabond. So, you know, it runs the gamut. And that's, you know, like the music, we like to be diverse in our food choices as well.
There's something called Be a Taste Explorer at the Long Bar.
It's going to be really cool. As you may know, MillerCoors is a huge sponsor here at Summerfest, one of our largest investors, one of our longest investors. The Summerfest many years ago was really supported by the breweries here in town. And so as MillerCoors has grown their portfolio, we thought, how much fun to give a sample and not sample size, but certainly a trial size. And what we'll do is allow patrons to select four different beers from everything from Henry's Hard Soda, which is a new product, a new malt product that's more like a soda, an orange or ginger ale, all the way to Aligning Kugel's IPL or Aligning Kugel's Wisconsin Red Pale Ale. So the you know, it's a huge variety of beers that for $4 each, or you can get a little flight for $16. You can try four different types of beer, and then you can go on from there. It's all really up to your palate where you want to take it.
All right, so there's 11 stages, 11 days. It's $20 to get in. You've also got a bunch of promotions going on too.
Right, so every day at Summerfest, you can get in for free or a discounted rate. It's part of our legacy is being as accessible as we can be to the entire community. But, I encourage everyone to go to summerfest.com and see, match up which day you're planning to attend Summerfest or which days you're planning to attend and check out the promotions. It can be everything from donating food to our local food emergency food banks, Hunger Task Force, that's on opening day, so an unlimited promotion, all the way to donating a gently used book on the Saturday, on our second Saturday. So it really runs the gamut, but it's all about making sure that Summerfest remains accessible for everybody who wants to come.
Yeah, and you're giving back at the same time, which I love. And here's the other thing too. This sounds like a lot of, you know, big acts and stuff. It is, you know, the evenings are definitely, as you go late into the evening, are more for adults, but this is a family event. I mean, we bring the kids out there all day long. It is so much fun. You've got all kinds of family stuff going on throughout the park.
We do. There's an area that's in the middle of the park that's devoted to families with a dedicated children's stage of entertainment that runs from noon when we open all the way till 8 o'clock. So almost on the hour, you'll see different children's entertainment. There is a children's play park so that, kids can you know, I know for my kids, they want to run around and yeah. burn off some of the energy. So there's that. And then, you know, a little bit further south on our grounds, we've got an interactive area called the Coles Captivation Station, which features the Milwaukee County Zoo, Penfield Children's Center, Discovery World, the Milwaukee Art Museum, and all those groups are doing interactive activities for kids so that they have a memory to take, not only their own memories, but typically they are able to take a craft or another activity that they're able to take home and remember their time at Summerfest. So, you know, it's really about the whole family. There's the lake, we have the hole-in-one, the paddle boats, the sky glider.
Yeah, the sky glider, that's all I'm there for. I'm going to tell you right now, that's what I'm waiting in line for. I love doing that. That is, in fact, that's we did that at Polish Fest. My kids just love it. They know that's part of the experience there as well. Milwaukee Summerfest, again, going on Wednesday, June 29th through Sunday, July 10th, closed on July 4th. And for a complete list of all the bands, food, deals, and more, you can visit summerfest.com. And Sarah's got a gift for one of our listeners, a pair of tickets to Summerfest. And I'll tell you what, you can call the regular line, 312-981-7200. We'll take the seventh caller, 312-981-7200, for a pair of tickets to your choice of day at Summerfest. Sarah, what a blast it was, and I love your enthusiasm, and welcome back to this organization.
Oh, thank you so much, and we just can't wait to see you. I know you're a super fan yourself, so if you're not holding, if I don't see you every day, I might be a little suspect, but I know I'll see you with a deep-fried old-fashioned in your hand.
I love that.
That all is right with the world.
I will search you out for sure when I get there.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay, sounds great. All right, Midwest Rockers, the Bodines, coming up next on 720 WGN.